दीपाय पोटाम के गंगमयी के मनमयी के तुलसी देवी के भक्ति देवी के संकीर्तन के श्रीहरि नाम संकीर्तन के समवेत भक्त वृंद के गो प्रेम गौरी श्री समुद्रभूति गौरी श्री समुद्रभूति गौरी श्री समुद्रभूति गौरी श्री शिष्य गुरु
Hare Krishna. It is our great pleasure that today amongst us present Nirantar Swami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
He is one of the senior disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya for ISKCON Society. His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj joined ISKCON in Boston City in earlier 70s, and from that onwards he has dedicated his life entirely to the service of Srila Prabhupada. He is one of the legendary book distributors, and during the communist regime he has distributed books by taking high risk of his life. And he has established Krishna consciousness in Russia as one of the important religious principles coming from India. And this way he has really served Srila Prabhupada to his heart satisfaction. In fact, as we know, Srila Prabhupada went to Russia along with Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and that time he planted seed of Krishna consciousness in some devotees, and from that onwards the little creeper of devotional service in Russia grew, and His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj has given immense contribution to the growth of that creeper. And now we see in Russia there are thousands and thousands of devotees who are dedicating their lives completely to the service of Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj is also a writer. He has written a book, Taking Care of Devotees, a very, very important aspect of Krishna consciousness. Although he is not having always very good health, but still he keeps on traveling all over the world and keeps on enlightening devotees. So we also are very fortunate that he is here amongst us. So I kindly request him to speak a few words of enlightenment, and also we would like to welcome here by loudly chanting three times Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Thank you, Maharaj, coming here. Hare Krishna.
Actually, there were many devotees before me who made great sacrifices in the former Soviet Union. I was just riding on the crest of the wave. Baba had already been gone many years before I began going. I did go in communist times, and I did have experiences of at least of having to preach underground, so to speak. But many devotees had also gone there.